This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Now, straight from the pages of the Black Sphere blog,
cranking up all four burners
on Jamie's Electric Stove.
Well,
here's Kevin Jackson.
Kevin Jackson, how you doing, man?
All right, man. I'm sucking on one of those Larry King fresh breath mints in D.C. Man, let me tell you something. I was busier than a pair of jumper cables at a redneck picnic yesterday. I must have done 15, 20 radio interviews.
You're at FAIR, right? The organizer of the event on immigration reform?
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. And by the way, we got picketed outside. There were some people literally with these big megaphones screaming how racist it was. So I go up and with my FAIR badge on and do an interview and say, hey, what's going on?
Yeah. Unbelievable. You know what's funny is I just did earlier in the week this. There was a report that showed that welfare usage by immigrants.
Mm-hmm.
And it said that immigrants in this country, for the most part, 56% of them are on welfare or some form of welfare, which is a comparison to about 39% of people who are just Native Americans. People are
right.
not Native Americans, you know what I'm saying, but people are native to this country. 56% usage. And so now we have to invite more of them?
Well, what's crazy about it is 39% of the indigenous Americans being on welfare is crazy enough.
Oh, I know. Yeah, you're right. That's a good point.
Yeah, but then you say, okay, everybody's talking about it. They're coming over and they're taking the jobs that that nobody wants. In fact, I'll go a step further. Vicente Fox said the Mexicans are taking the jobs that even the black people don't want. That's how great he was in talking about black folks. Somebody should have slapped the lips off his face for saying that.
Yeah.
But anyway, so it's not like these guys are coming over, and then I've said this before, to work and to be productive citizens and to come over like immigrants used to come over in the past. These guys are coming over to freeload because we have the best welfare system in the country. And people were like, well, Kevin, you guys are still devolved. You don't have national health care. And I go, let me tell you something. I don't get sick every day, but I gotta eat every day.
Yeah,
I'm going to live in a country, and you say you can have nationalized health care, I'll feed you and house you and give you cable TV and cell phones every day. I'll take that over your health care system all day long.
Yeah, so because we always hear, whenever you question illegal immigration or maybe just how much we tolerate when it comes to immigration in this country, which, I invite anybody to come to this country and try to make a go of it, and we've seen it with the Bosnian community. By the way, they're not among the people on welfare. We've seen it among all kinds of different people who come over here and make their way and are successful. So I'm not against any of that. But we're always told this story about how, no, they're just coming over here to pursue the American dream. Well, if the American dream is sitting on your rear end collecting a check from the government, maybe. But that's...
Yeah, well, you just said, you gave the number. It's 59% or whatever coming over to pursue the American dream, which is the welfare lottery.
Yeah.
But don't misunderstand me. Look, the 1.2 million people that line up to do it right, I welcome them. The people that are the best and brightest of their country that say, I recognize in America what I want to derive from my own personal spirit. Man, come on over. Get in a game, dude. We want you here. But the ones that are coming over the way they're coming over now is crazy. And I'll tell you something else. It's inversely proportionate to how America is performing. The more illegal immigration we allow, the less standing America has in the world. And this is what we've been seeing. Look at our test scores now, from back in the 60s and the 70s versus now in comparison to the world. Look at our standing in the world and look at the way that we've now allowed our America to be treated like a cheap prostitute.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. And I guess when it comes to the welfare usage, I mean, we've got a situation here where, by the way, I want to make sure that people know that the majority of the 56% are Dominicans and Mexicans. I mean, that's just the truth right there. And so the on the lower rung are, you know, for instance, like Koreans and Canadians, but they're not, they don't even make up even hardly a percentage of people who are on welfare. The one thing I never understood, though, when I see immigrants, and nothing against them, but I'm just saying that, like, unless you're fleeing humanitarian strife or a crisis in your country, or you're fleeing oppression, or whatever. I always find it interesting that somebody would leave their country to come over here, even though this is a great country. But like, why wouldn't you stay in your country and try to make it better? That's what I can't. I don't understand.
Well, I think, and that's part of the problem is that you bring that defeatist mentality over with you, because most people would. Most people would start. I mean, look at the Tea Party. It is about changing this country so we don't end up looking like a third world country. So we're right now fighting for this. We're capitalists. People are out there, you know, giving up jobs and saying, you know what, I'm gonna go and do my thing and for the cause of America. Imagine that spirit moving over into another country. That's just, those are people that are gonna build.
Yeah.
But when you get up, when you're a defeatist and you say, look, I don't care, you know, this country went to heck, you know, I'm just going to move to another country. Well, guess what? You bring it with you. Look at areas of Southern California, man. These places look like Mexico, and I'm not talking about the coastal Riviera. I'm talking about these places look like the interior of Mexico, people living in shanty towns in areas of I forget what county, but, you know, where the migrant workers are. It looks like Mexico.
Yeah.
A poor part of Mexico. So, you know, look, we don't want that in this country. We want a beautiful country. We want people that want to come here to contribute. And the idea that we want to protect our borders and make it difficult to get into this country because it means so much, that to me says you care about yourself.
Yeah, well, don't be so hard on those folks.
It was like the Chilean miners.
I mean, come on. I mean, they're like the Chilean miners. Hey, buddy, we were running out of time here, but I did want to question, though, why you're up there at D.C. I thought maybe you'd be in Al Sharpton's National Extortion Network listening to President Obama tell you about how hard
it was. One of the things I try to remember is back in the day. I try to remind people when they say, well, you're president now, you're out of touch. I said, listen, it was only a few years ago I was still paying off my student loans.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we're seeing the result of that because he's acting like a 17-year-old, college kid.
I know, you're right, buddy. All right, man, listen, blacksphere.net is where we can find you, and thanks a lot for being up there as our correspondent with FAIR. You're doing great work, buddy.
All right, partner. Take care.
My great-great-grandfather emigrated from Ireland, came in 1850, worked a year, and then sent for his family within a month of Barack Obama's great-great-great-grandfather leaving the same county as a shoemaker at the same time. Isn't that amazing? Barack Obama and I are president and now and vice president of the United States of America. If we applied the same standards we're applying today, that wouldn't have happened.
I believe in white supremacy.
I spent last summer going through the black sections of my town holding rallies in parks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Are you a Democrat? Proud Democrat?
Oh my gosh, it's hard to say proud. I don't know that, I'm not sure that people are even proud of parties anymore, because I feel like the parties are not doing a good job. So I would say that I'm a proud Arizonan.
Ouch. Cinema's running a tight race against the Republican Congresswoman Martha McSally in Arizona. Not so proud. What do we make of that?
What do we make of that? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Well, let me tell you what we make of that. We make of it what I've been telling you. I've been saying, if you've been listening to this program, the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. By the way, you can call us at 844-551-8255. If you've been listening, here's what I've been telling you. I said Democrats are not proud to be Democrats. You can't run on the pride of being a Democrat. Most Democrats are running as, I'm a moderate. I'm an independent. Oh, I've got my D behind my name because I need the Democrat Party to give me some money and to give me some cover. But I don't want to be a Democrat. The Republicans are running as Republicans.
They're running under the new banner of Republicanism, which is Trumpism. And Trumpism is nothing new. I don't want people to, oh, Kevin, you're drinking the Kool-Aid of Donald Trump. No, Donald Trumpism is Republicanism because it's pragmatic, essentially, legislation. It's pragmatic way of looking at the world. It says, oh, you don't want to make Jerusalem the capital of Israel when that's what they say it is? Well, you know what, Israel? We agree with you. Here, go for it. Oh, my gosh. Look at what Trump did. Then they go find film and they go, Barack Obama, Israel should be able to make capital whatever they want. So let's do it. George Bush said, yeah, you know, Israel should be the capital of whatever, Jerusalem. Everybody said it. Trump just did it. End of story. Everybody talked about, let's tackle illegal immigration. Trump says, yeah, let's tackle it. So we're going to build the wall. We're going to stop people from coming in. We're going to fortify with more border patrols. If necessary, we'll invoke the military. We'll pull aid from anybody that brings people in. I told people a long time ago, I said, if I was president, the first thing I would do is I would say, every illegal we catch in this country, you lose $50,000 of aid that we send to you. If we catch an illegal from Mexico, if we're sending you $5 billion a year, you can do the math. You've got X amount of people that we catch, and then you will have $0 coming from us. We will not involve ourselves with trade with you. And on and on. I would use our economy. What does Trump do? He does that. There's no secret to this stuff, folks. But there's a reason not to be a proud Democrat. The policies didn't work. They had 8 years of nirvana. I want you to understand, they had the guy they handpicked, the guy that was going to shut Republicans down. James Carville said, they won't have votes for the next 100 years. They ain't going to be the elected Republican for 100 years. Well, not true. We elected 1,000 more Republicans during the time of baby black Jesus, probably, for all intents and purposes, a Republican renaissance. But we weren't supposed to have anything because Barack Obama was in place. Now, these people are no longer proud to be Democrats. Trust me, even in the city sometimes they don't want to tell you. Or they won't. How many people do you, we follow the Barack Obama plan. There are people running as Republicans going, we support the Donald Trump plan. The Trump plan. We are Trump people. Trump, Trump, Trump. You know what they're supporting? They're supporting pragmatic leadership. Leadership that says, I will no longer allow this country to kick problems down the road that are serious and must be addressed. They talked about some part of the budget that Trump mentioned. He says, you know, they were talking about a penny, like they called it the penny program or something, where you just want to get 1% savings in government each year and you can right the ship. Rand Paul talked about it in meetings I had with him, Senator Paul, and he was like, if the government would just say, you know, a small percentage, you know, blah, 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 you know, we could have this thing paid off in, you know, 17 years or whatever, just by cutting a little bit of the budget each time. And Trump just said, we're not going to do 1%. We're going to do 5%. He's like, what will that get us? And he says, and that's the minimum. There are departments that can do more. I promise you there are. And they won't even miss the money. So you got a pragmatist. But you got an Arizona potential Senate candidate. Her name is Kyrsten Sinema. She doesn't want to run as a Democrat. To ask her point blank, are you I'm a Democrat. Are you a proud Democrat? Now, keep this in mind. She ran as an independent before, became a Democrat, because that's where the money is. But she does not want people to think she's a Democrat. That's got a stigma to it. Don't be surprised if these clowns change their name at some point and call it the Progressive Rats or something, because they love changing their names when they've been figured out, when they've been found out. What could you be proud of if you were a Democrat? I'm asking you. Democrats, call the show. Send me a note. Tell me what makes you so prideful. You proud of the record of Barack Obama? Because you got a measuring stick now. Oh, yeah. See, Trump measures in yards. Obama measures in millimeters. Everything Obama did in a millimeter, Trump made it into a meter. This will make it easy for people with the math. The base 10 versus base 12. I don't want the liberals too confused. So Trump is completely destroyed Barack Obama. Everything that this man stood for, Donald Trump went psst, gone. The only way you can look at a policy of Barack Obama and feel proud is just if you're an idiot, if you're a moron like he was. Don't be mad at me. I'm just telling you the truth. Don't get mad. So I don't blame Sinema for not wanting to say proud Democrat. No, Democrat because they give me money. Yeah. Proud? Nah, I can't say so much. What are you going to be proud of? You proud of the Congress, the do-nothing, resist Congress that wants to resist the progress that this administration has made in 2 years that is absolutely stunning. It's stunning by anybody's standards. You going to be proud of that? What are you proud of? I mean, tell me. Tell me who's so proud that they go, you know, I'm so proud of this particular person in my political party. I want them to come run with me. Who is Sinema going to send in to run with her? Donald Trump came down and ran with McSally. Who is Sinema? Has she brought in Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, Schumer, Pelosi, anybody off the bench? No, they got nothing. There's nothing to be proud of on that side of the aisle. You proud of the way they treated Kavanaugh? You proud of the way that they're treating men in this country? You proud of the way they're treating capitalists? You proud of the way they're treating our military? What are you proud of? I would love. Call me. Let me know, leftist. I tell you guys, I'm happy to debate you on what you're so proud of.
Kevin, I'm really proud of our stance on the LGBT, especially those transgender bathrooms.
Okay, let's talk about it. Give me your source of pride. Because as a conservative or Republican who voted for Donald Trump, I can give you a litany of things I'm proud of. Short break.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. In a letter to the President, Defense Secretary James Mattis has resigned. He said, quote, "Because you have a right to have a Secretary of Defense whose views are better aligned than yours," end quote. The announcement comes a day after the president tweeted that he was ordering the withdrawal of all U.S. forces in Syria. And now there's word he's seeking a similar withdrawal in Afghanistan. White House senior advisor Stephen Miller insists, resignation aside, Mattis and the president got along very well.
The media that's having this hysterical reaction to James Mattis retiring is the same media in many cases, the same politicians in many cases, who cheered our nation into a war in Iraq that had turned out to be an absolute catastrophe.
Miller said President Trump was elected to get our foreign policy back on the right track. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. We've got your last-minute gift. Stores are now open 24 hours through 6 p.m. Christmas Eve. Take an extra 15% off when you spend under $100, or take an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more, and get Kohl's cash. Short on time? Buy online. Free store pickup. Most orders ready in 2 hours. Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Select styles, 15 and 20% offers valid December 9th through 24th with promo code SNOWMAN. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
So, Scott Jennings, to you, one thing that we saw displayed from Judge Kavanaugh in the second hearing, right, the hearing that was just him and Professor Ford, that we didn't see displayed in his first hearing was his temperament, right? We saw his temperament on display, and I'm sure you've seen in the Times this morning, there is a letter signed by 1,000 law professors saying that temperament is disqualifying for someone to sit on the Supreme Court. We wouldn't have seen that otherwise. Should his temperament, as we saw displayed in the second hearing, be considered by senators when they vote procedurally tomorrow and officially, if you will, on Saturday?
Well, I think his temperament is best judged by his 12 years on the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals. This guy's been getting up and going to work every day as a federal judge. That's where you should judge his temperament. Now, to these law professors who signed this letter, I wonder how they would react if somebody showed up on their campus and ran a 3-week or 4-week campaign to call them a rapist, a gang rapist, a drunken, you know, no account, whatever. I don't think they would react very well. I wonder what their temperament would have been. To be honest with you, I think Judge Kavanaugh reacted exactly the way most Americans would react to being smeared.
Wait, Scott, I got to challenge that.
No.
Let me challenge that because it's become a talking point.
I think I would ask somebody to step outside.
Right. But here's the difference, Scott. But this is a person running for a lifetime, not running, but being considered for a lifetime position. The fact is, this is Washington. This is politics. But political candidates have been accused of horrible things for years, and it becomes how do you respond to that? And trust me, I'm not taking issue with responding.
He's got a 12-year record. It's a fair question.
Mm-hmm.
It's
okay,
a fair
Margaret,
question. He's Margaret, got a 12-year Margaret. Record on the bench. He's got Let's a 12-year record on the bench.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to MSNBC discuss the idea of Judge Kavanaugh's temperament. Now, I played a clip earlier of Nancy Pelosi talking about the wrap-up smear. And I want to play that again just to put this in perspective, because what they're saying is this is a lifetime appointment. This is a big deal. We're putting this guy into office. We have to know all about him. But, you know, we weren't talking about his temperament when we were talking about trying to make him a rapist. But here's Nancy Pelosi yet again. This is a clip we can't play too much, talking about the wrap-up smear.
It's a self-fulfilling prophecy. You demonize, and then we call it the wrap-up smear. If you want to talk politics, call it the wrap-up smear. You smear somebody with falsehoods and all the rest, and then you merchandise it. And then you write it, and they'll say, see, it's reported in the press that this, 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 and this. So they have that validation that the press reported the smear, and then it's called the wrap-up smear. Now I'm going to merchandise the press's report on the smear that we made. And it's a tactic.
So that's how they do it, the wrap-up smear. You know, get the press to back it. So what we went from one thing, from he was a rapist, he was a womanizer, you know, whatever they depicted Kavanaugh as, and they said, okay, after we call him all that, and he gets upset about it, then we'll do the wrap-up smear. The only problem is, most of America was outraged as well. And to the point of the congressman who was speaking saying, I would have told you let's step outside. I told you guys what I said. I would have said to him, look, I got a dossier on all you clowns. The nerve of you to sit up here and accuse me of things, you're accusing me of things that you have no knowledge of that absolutely didn't happen. But here's what you actually did. And I would have read off the, been in the riot act. You know, it was uncomely of him to do that, to talk about what we've really done in our lives. How dare he, when we're facing these allegations, unfounded, absolute, nonsensical allegations, how dare he give us our truths? How's that? And then they make it, well, we need, it's his temperament. It's, you know, what did he do in his past? We need to know. Well, let's just talk about somebody whose temperament that the Democrats didn't give a crap about. Here's that clip.
What was Bob like? You know, what were you like? And what, you know, everyone has sort of dreams or aspirations. You know, but what were your...
Yeah, I think I was a thug for a big part of my growing up. I think I was a very typical gregarious mischievous child as a young boy. I think by the time I was an adolescent and had moved back from Indonesia and was struggling with these issues of racial identity and a father not being in the house, and I think that I reacted by engaging in a lot of behavior that's not untypical of black males across the country. You know, I played a lot of basketball. I didn't take school that seriously. I got into fights. I drank and did and consumed substances that weren't always legal. I think generally was acting out in ways that when I look back on it, I understand. I think that what got me through those years was sort of a natural aptitude for schooling, which meant that I didn't have to pay attention too much to be able to keep my grades up and at least graduate. Some of my behavior was self-destructive. You know, I might drink a six-pack in an hour before going back to class, things like that.
Now, that interview occurred before Barack Obama was president. That's him admitting all the things that he had done as a kid, and nobody went, oh, hold on a second, that's crazy talk right there. And I love the stereotypical blackness of it all. Excuse me. Here's what he said. I did things that were not untypical of black males across the country. And here's what he says. I played basketball. I didn't take school too seriously. I got into fights. I drank and consumed substances that weren't always legal, which meant he did marijuana, he snorted coke, a host of other things, and it essentially calls himself a thug. And it wasn't a thug because he was running around beating people up, because let me tell you, that wasn't going to happen. Barack Obama's no tough guy. He was a thug in a different way. He was a racial thug, is what he was. But look, I just want you to understand his background that you could have gotten from multiple, and people did, they came forward. I remember this one lady saying, Barack Obama, first of all, he's gay. We would always have nice things that he would get from white men because he was, you know, essentially playing a prostitute to these men, or, you know, a companion. Think of it in, this is one, and people, she's crazy. The I believe her movement didn't believe her. So you had that. There were many people that knew Barack Obama smoked reefer. In fact, you didn't have to guess. There were pictures of him doing it. Brett Kavanaugh never smoked reefer, never did coke, and there's nobody credible who would ever say it. He didn't smoke reefer. There are no pictures of all these wild parties that Kavanaugh supposedly threw. Find me a picture of him toking on a reefer or doing a line of coke. There's nobody. But here's Barack Obama admitting it. Nobody talked about Brett Kavanaugh getting into fights. Nobody talked about Brett Kavanaugh not taking school seriously. And I love how Barack Obama says, I had a natural aptitude for school. Didn't have to do much to keep my grades, well, you know, up to graduate. That's what he said. You are never going to find Barack Obama magna cum laude at any school. He did enough to graduate. That's it. Now, he may think of himself as an intellect, and you may think of him in that way, too. But his grades won't prove it. That I'll guarantee you. I drank a six-pack before I went to class. Said no everybody of Kavanaugh ever. This is a dude who was studious. He partied when he as they say, work hard, play hard. And nobody's talking about that. They're talking about this other narrative. He's unfit. Well, he's on the court. So we'll see how fit he is. He's got a record of fitness. If you want to know who's unfit, go look at Barack Obama's record. Look at his record in Congress. Look at his record as a junior senator. Look at his record as a community organizer. And tell me he had any kind of a record that fit to be president of the United States. Then you have this added benefit. 8 years of him being president of the United States. Did it work out for us? How was his temperament? His temperament was one of a racist, vindictive. I mean, the guy that said, I don't care if I meet with the Republicans, the guy who sicked the IRS on conservatives, the guy who at every corner disparaged the Tea Party movement, everybody, everything positive to this country, this clown disparaged. But he had the right temperament, right? More on this when we get back. I have
this is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop 'em, drop 'em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Angie writes to me, "Hey, Kevin. If you're the Fox News contributor that was just let go for expressing your opinion, I just want you to know that you are not alone. Please accept my sympathy and good wishes. I'm just an old grandma who rarely writes letters or emails to anyone, but I just want to wish you well and hope one day people with decent and or conservative values can speak honestly without ridiculous and unfair repercussions. The other side can spew horrible, filthy language and lie, commit perjury, and ruin other people's hard-earned reputations and careers, and good people have always have to always tread lightly and too often refrain from truly expressing themselves. This old grandma wishes you the best. And Kevin, keep fighting the good fight and don't let them get you down. Well, I can tell you this, Andy. It's Andy. Did I say Angie or Andy? It's Andy. Grandma Andy, don't worry about it. They will not get me down. These leftists are attacking my page, attacking my site, you name it. And you know what we're doing? Boop, boop, deleting them, moving on positively with the message. And let me tell you something, as God is my witness, people want somebody out there like me. It's like the Jack Nicholsons of the world and A Few Good Men. I'm not trying to make myself, whatever his name was, Colonel Jessup. But you want somebody guarding that line. You need somebody guarding that. You want me on that line. You need me on that line. I'm just not the despicable character to him that ordered the code red. Because I'm just telling the truth. And when we stop, when it's to the point where we can no longer have those voices out there, shame on us. Has the truth ever been pointed out to you about something you do or you did and you went, man, you're so right. Thank you. Because you know what? People can let you languish. They can let you have that booger hanging out of your nose all day long and you finally get home and go, was this thing hanging out of my nose all day and nobody told me? Yeah, it was. Or the toilet paper off the butt or the shoe or whatever. People don't want to tell you. Well, there are people out there who are willing to tell you the truth. And, you know, this funny thing that, and I think they want, the left want to have their cake and eat it too. Because here's what they want. They want to say, we've got a feminist movement and there's a feminist revolution and we can do what we want. Oh, but you can't say negative things about women. Really? So you can call a man anything you want. You can call a black conservative whatever the heck you want and no repercussions. But you call a woman what she really is. And by the way, what she proudly accepts. That's what's so funny about it. Leftist women, if you say, you know, they used to be the walk of shame, you know, and they talk about it. They make movies about it. They make fun of it. But the left tell you, we can be what we want. Women, we can be what we want. We can sleep with who we want. We can do what we want. And there's no repercussions. And you can't think of us as a slut or a skank or whatever. Oh, yeah, you can. Sure, you can. Sure, you can. You don't have to feel that way. And you can have whatever behaviors you want. But people are going to make their own value assessments of them. Some of them are going to come from societal norms. And some of them are going to come from just your own personal upbringing. You find some young woman who grew up in the Bible Belt, you know, raised by, you know, whole wholesome family, blah, 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 given the typical scenario of her and let her evaluate the life of a city girl who started having sex at the age of 11 or 12 and maybe has a baby at 17 and has had, you know, 50 sexual partners before she's 22. They're going to see each other in completely different lights. This bumpkin is going to go, what in the world is this promiscuous woman? Well, I mean, and that's putting it nicely in terms of how she might feel about it. And the other girl's going to be, who is this bumpkin that isn't living her life to the fullest? I accept both views. I don't care. I get it. Society, rightly or wrongly, has said women who are more promiscuous, you bear the brunt. Now, that's a very difficult thing to put on your shoulders when on the counterpart of that, they're saying to young boys, get as much as you possibly can. It'll make a man out of you. I get it. It was a product of it. Okay? I understand it. And I understand all the views therein. That's why I made the sphere. Because you know what? Women are 100% right to say, it doesn't matter how many sexual partners I've had. It's none of your business, blah, blah, blah. Get it. But I think it's also a measure of how you feel about yourself. And I'll speak from the men's point of view, okay? Guys, you go with me here. You might agree with this or not. As a youngster, you're told, man, go get it. Get some. Find the girls who are easiest, whatever. If a girl really wants to date you, try to get. I'm not talking about rape. I'm saying, you know, if she wants to give it up, take it. That kind of thing. And it became the measure of you. I'll ask you today, is that the measure of you? The number of women you can conquer, etc.? Is that the measure of you? Is that what you go around looking for? Because I suspect that's not the case. I suspect you've learned a lot more respect for yourself. And you say, it's not about that. I'm not saying, you know, you don't occasionally, you know, see a woman you're attracted to and things like that. I'm not saying that. I'm saying you don't have this vision of, oh boy, you're going to give it up. I want it. You know, that 15 to 17 year old boy period where, you know, it's just like you're trying to get the feathers in the headdress. Maybe it goes on longer. I'm sure it does. You know, I'd be lying if it said it didn't go on longer for me. It goes into your 20s, whatever age it is. But at some point, you stop measuring yourself that way. And you say, it's not about that. Now, see, I always thought women had a level of maturity that said, I don't need to measure that way. I can be more discerning about my partners because I know what the guys are trying to get. It took a lot more for a woman, in my opinion, to restrain herself because she has the same carnal needs as a man. But God gave her that emotional connection. Boys, it's a physical thing. Just give it up, please. Is the night my lucky night? I'm going to put on my best cologne, my best clothes. I'm going to go to the club. There's going to be somebody there hot that wants me. Or I'll make her want me. I'll be charming enough. A woman goes, is he discerning enough? Is that the guy I want to be with? And so on and so forth. That's always been the differential for me. And it's very rare that a guy can go out and say, oh, I know I'm going to get laid. But a woman pretty much can go out and go, I can get laid. It's just who I choose. Those are the differences. People can argue this with me, but it's the case. So I've always looked at it as women, you've had the choice. And don't misunderstand me. If you only wanted to make the carnal connection, that is your business, not mine. And you shouldn't be judged. And if you got 1,000 sexual partners, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. It's who you are. And if you married after that and you now are with your husband or whatever lifestyle you're leading, congratulations to you. But don't try to deny it when it's time to come, you know, to come to the reckoning of it when you accuse somebody of something. Don't think people aren't going to bring it up and go, yeah, but you had a pretty casual attitude about sex. You know, you're going to parties and pretending that this, you were, you know, just an innocent victim of the party. Oh, the party just kind of picked up while I was there. 17-year-old boys may like 15-year-old girls, but you know who they like more? College girls. They really want to pull college girls. So this, the notion here that we can't look at Dr. Ford, I'll just call her Ford, in some way is ridiculous. The notion that we must believe women is ridiculous. Any more than I'm just going to automatically believe a man. I don't automatically believe anybody based on gender, religion, sexual orientation, nothing. You're going to make me believe you. I want to hear the story, and I will assess the facts. And I'll ask some very interesting questions that will help me get to it. I could have been a great judge or an attorney because I'll get to the truth. But don't act like you're above. Women are above doing this. You can't have your cake and eat it too, feminist. You want to pretend that you're prepared to be in the world of men. You want to compete with men. Treat us like men. If you get treated like men, then guess what? You're going to get accused of things and you're going to be made to have the same level of, you know, I don't know what the word I'm searching for now, but you got to prove it just like anybody else. I'll just simplify the language that way. And you're not selling me on the idea that I have to treat you differently. It was so obvious how the Democrats treated Kavanaugh versus how they treated the other person, where the Republicans had one person asking Ford questions, and they were all around, sort of roundabout, like, well, why do you have these blank spots? This woman was obviously drinking at the age of 15. These other kids were 17. She's drinking at the age of 15. Nobody brings that up. What were her parents? What was her background? What was her reputation in school? Why was she there? These are all legitimate questions as to get to ascertain all the things leading up to this so-called event that never happened. This is ridiculous. It is an assault on our senses, an assault on our sensibilities, an assault on the American spirit. And women, men, I don't care what gender, religion, you name it, you should be ashamed. Democrats, whoever thinks that this woman is credible, should be ashamed of themselves. I'll leave it there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.